is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights, won't stop for traffic lights. And I really wanna know, really wanna know if I'll ever figure out where the road goes. Even if I'm falling down, I will keep on searching for my highs. Say I lost my mind, I will keep on holding my head high. Even if the sky is falling down,
welcome back to another episode of Successfully Chaotic, where we dive deep into the messiness of life and emerge with a plan to conquer it all. Well, hopefully anyway, right? Life can be crazy and messy, and I'm not only here to kind of guide you through that, but to also be real with you to say that sometimes even the best laid plans can completely go to crap, and you have to pick up the pieces and try again. And that's okay, right? That's part of having a full and chaotic and busy and loving life. So if you don't know me, I'm your host, Maria Daniels. And today we're going to get a little bit real about change. We talk about this a lot because it is an ever ongoing topic, not only in my life, but I know into a lot of your all's lives as well. And I know that we all know that scary, uncomfortable feeling whenever the rug gets pulled out from under us or something shifts massively and it knocks us off of our feet. But as we wade through the waters of uncertainty, I want everyone to remember that there is a beacon of hope on the other side. And sometimes it's hard to see it. Sometimes that fog is so thick, but it's there, I promise. So let's get started on chatting a little bit about this. All right. So I want you to think back. Have you ever found yourself feeling completely out of control whenever life just all of a sudden shifts and changes? Maybe it's a sudden job loss, or you move to a new city, or a breakup, a divorce. I've been all of those places too. And sometimes you can feel like you are standing on shifting sands. But I want us to kind of think about not only that those things happen and it makes us feel that way, but scientifically, what makes us feel that way? Well, basically, our brains are wired to seek stability. So according to neuroscientists, when we encounter a change, our brain's amygdala perceives that as a threat. So that triggers the fight or flight response. So it's not just you, it is your biology. And so this hardwiring can make us typically resistant to change. We want to cling to the familiar, even when it's not serving us. And then whenever things like rapidly change, we freak out, right? We go into that flight or fight. But here's the thing. Feeling out of control, it's not just okay because it's natural. It's a human response, but we have to acknowledge that we feel this way, right? I think sometimes a lot of us have heard that, you know, that it is a kind of that flight and flight response. We try to fight the fight and flight response. And that ends up just causing a whole host of other issues. When things rapidly change, we're going to feel that way. And it is going to be a natural response to what is going on in that moment. And we need to feel it for that moment. We don't need to stay there, right? But we feel it, acknowledge it. It can be incredibly freeing because it is a reminder that we're not failing. We are simply experiencing just a human condition. But again, it's important not only to acknowledge it, but to unpack it and really feel the feelings of why you're feeling that way to begin with. So let's kind of go back to losing a job, right? A lot of emotions are tied into losing a job. A feeling of failure, the fear of like, well, how am I going to, you know, meet my bills, you know, take care of my basic needs. You know, am I going to find another job? Oh my gosh, now I've got to start all over. Like all of these things, right? And that's for a reason. You know, those are feelings that is normal for you to feel, because all of the sudden that security that you had is gone. So it would be more unnatural if you didn't feel any of those feelings. So first of all, again, acknowledge that it's okay that I feel this way. This is normal. And then you need to sit and think about, okay, well, I don't want to stay here. So how do I go ahead and allow myself to feel these feelings? Well, you unpack them, right? You don't want to live in that state of chaos. We didn't want to unpack why we're feeling that way and acknowledge them, because this is where growth happens. When we step outside of our comfort zones, we challenge our fears, we embrace the unknown, that's where growth happens. But you have to acknowledge that you're feeling like crap first. Get through those feelings and then move on to looking for the opportunities. And if you've talked to anybody that has lost a job or lost a relationship or something like that, and you talk to them way later, they see the purpose in it. They see that their life is actually better now, but it's hard to see that again in the muck of it. And, you know, you're not going to feel that way for a little bit, but you need to feel your feelings now. You need to acknowledge that you're going to be open to growth and you got to start to get back on track. So let's talk about how. How do we start to get back on track? Because I'm sure you're like, yeah, that's great. Get back on track. How do I even do that? You know, I don't even know where to start because I feel like crap today. I get it. Again, I have been there. I have fake quit things so many times because I'm overwhelmed and I don't know how to not feel overwhelmed in those moments. But let's talk about some tools. First of all, morning pages. This is something that was introduced by Julia Cameron in her book, The Artist's Way. And this practice involves writing 3 pages of longhand stream of conscious writing first thing in the morning. So there's no filters, there's no overthinking. You don't care if there's, you know, spelling errors or grammar errors. It doesn't even have to make sense. It is a way to clear your mind, confront your feelings head on. And I've tried it. I just prompted myself to get back into the habit again. I kind of fell off the wagon, but I know the difference it made in my life when I was doing that on a regular basis. And I like to keep a notebook where I can grab it first thing in the morning and be able to kind of jot those things down. And you're going to have mornings where you're like, I have no idea what to write. So write about that, right? I'm writing this. I don't know what to write. I don't know why I'm not feeling this clarity. Just write all of those things, right? 3 pages. Dump it all out there. I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. But that's not all, right? Incorporating mindfulness in your morning, meditation in your morning can also help calm that storm inside of us. And also setting small, achievable goals to give you a sense of control, a sense of direction. Another thing that I like to do in the morning is yoga. I don't usually sit and do the atypical meditation in the morning. I do better kind of meditating while I'm doing some yoga. Some mornings I have time for an hour and some mornings I have time for 5 minutes, but my goal for myself is 5 minutes, right? If I can do 5 minutes, I'm good to go. That's my goal, minimum 5 minutes. And so, you know, if you want to kind of start to incorporate morning pages, a little bit of yoga, you know, sitting and kind of thinking about your day in a mindful, present way, setting those small, achievable goals, that'll help to start to give you back a sense of control and direction as you're trying to come out of this big change. And also remembering that you don't have to do it alone. I know if you're anything like me, I tend to be a lone wolf, but I have to remind myself that it is important to realize that a support network gives us a soundboard and a safety net. And, you know, being able to figure out who those people are in your life is so critical in those times that you need that. Because sometimes when we're feeling the pressure of stress from a chaotic change, we don't make the best decisions. So to have somebody kind of run some of these things by is a great idea. And if you're still feeling stressed out, never underestimate the power of a good workout, right? Head to the gym, go to your workout room, go for a walk, whatever floats your boat. That helps to kind of, you know, get rid of some of the stress. And making sure that you are getting, obviously, adequate nutrition to fuel the body. Stress takes a toll. And you want to make sure that you're giving the body that the energy and the tools and the information that it needs from food in nutrient form to be able to get through all of this. And another thing is sleep. Rest is so, so, so critical, because if we are trying to burn the candle at both ends at the same time that we feel like our life is in flames, it's going to cause a lot of issues down the road. So really making a point to focus on rest. So I want to kind of encourage you, whether you're going through some big, you know, chaotic change right now, or maybe you're just feeling a little stressed, a little burnout, all of these things that we've discussed today would be great practices to put into your mornings. And I encourage you to start tomorrow. Start tomorrow with morning pages. You don't need much. You, a pen, and some paper. Before the world wakes up, go ahead and dedicate 5 minutes to sit and write out 3 pages, brain dump all the things that are on your mind, 5 minutes of yoga and meditation, and 5 minutes to sit and think about what goals that you want to accomplish today. I think those things will go a long way in helping you to start to feel a sense of control again. And, you know, I think it's funny because we see these videos and TikToks and, you know, memes about, you know, when we're stressed out, we're supposed to be doing this thing over here that we end up organizing our junk drawer. But I'm giving you permission. If that's what it's going to take to feel in control of your life, girl, you have at it. You go organize that junk drawer, take that small win and take it on to something else. So as we kind of conclude the episode today, I want to let you know that change is inevitable. It's not about the change. It's really about how we respond to it, because that's where our power lies. It's about realizing the feelings that we're having in those moments of stress and overwhelm and not knowing where to go, that uncertainty, that is all completely normal. The idea that you want to just like run away from it all, that is all completely normal. It's about using that information to create moments that are stepping stones to build a stronger and more resilient version of ourselves. So I encourage you to embrace the chaos, but do so armed with the tools and the grit to be able to navigate it. Because I know you've got this. And I also know that in those times where you feel like you have nothing to really grasp onto to get you out of that funk, you do. It just doesn't seem like it. So hopefully this podcast encourages you to remember that amidst the chaos of change, there's always, 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 always a path forward. So keep walking and keep striving and keep succeeding.
Life is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and